The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern and I'm here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are your Car Insiders. We work for you and only for you, looking out for your best interest and your best interest only, whether you decide to purchase a vehicle, lease a vehicle, buy a new vehicle, buy a used vehicle, buy it from a dealer, buy it private party. We're here to make sure you don't make a mistake.
You know, and talk about mistakes. There are times when I hear things said into car dealerships, or when a client or a customer tells me the salesman said this or they did that. And a very loyal radio show listener that I helped years and years ago, and I've helped him and his family a few times, he said something to me. And I explained to him how the math worked, and he says, how do you know this? And I said, because it's what I do. So I said, this is how you negotiated. You wanted a $350 payment and $5,000 down, and you wanted to trade this car in and buy that car. And he had an 84-month loan, and he had $7,500 in finance products.
It's arguably criminal. Do you hear what he just said? The gentleman, and we don't know what his vehicle was worth. We don't know how good his credit was. But more importantly, he agreed based on payment and down payment that he had in his mind that he was comfortable with. And the dealer took him out to 7 years and built in over $7,000 worth of products.
Now, how many times, Dana, has somebody said to you in the 30 years you've been in, 30 plus years, I can't tell you how many times somebody said to me, I made them throw in a warranty.
Baloney.
Well, show me your contract, and I'll show you where the dollar amount is. Because if it says zero next to the warranty, now don't get me wrong, they didn't take $3,400 out of the price of the car. Because what they basically say to me is, oh yeah, when I went into the finance office, I left with the same payment, but I had a warranty. That was that thing Dana was talking about last week about that $10 in structure. Just because it's on the internet. Now, Dana's going to laugh when we go through this. It's kind of funny. It's a Reader's Digest article.
I'm ready.
And the funny thing is, we've been doing this radio show here for almost 3 years.
I think so. Over 3 years here, I think. Yeah.
So the funny thing is this. We had a computer next to us. And we never thought to look. So I said, wow, there's MSN. So here's Reader's Digest. And it says, saving money. 34 secret car buying tips your dealer won't tell you.
Only 34. There could be a lot more, know that.
So but what we're going to do with this Reader's Digest thing is we're going to draw a line down the middle of the piece of paper, and we're going to go through these 34 in the next couple of minutes, and we're going to check off whether we believe it's good or we believe it's poppycock.
I'm ready when you are.
So the first one.
I haven't heard what he's about to say, so I'm
ready. And I haven't read it yet. The car was advertised at an unbelievable price. That's actually pretty good advice, because usually when it's too good to be true...
It's too good to be true.
So we'll put that as a good point.
Agreed.
Number two, the best time to buy is at the end of the month.
Not necessarily. Absolutely
It's a good time, but not necessarily, because if they hit their number and they don't need... any more stupid deals, you may have missed out. So we're going to call
Explain that just briefly. What he's saying, you know, buying at the end of the month, yes, the dealers are trying to close out their month, and certainly they're not going to be as kind on the first as they would be on the last day of the month. But for Gary and I, every day is like the end of the month.
End of the year. Now, they also said in this one, negotiate up from invoice price what they paid for the car.
What?
Okay, I'm not even going to get into that because I don't want to spend the whole thing. So here, everybody believes his trade-in is worth more. 99% of people, when you talk to them about the trade, they think their car's worth. So
that's a good point. Most people...
But you'd be amazed at what the value of used cars is right now. So your car, you might think it's worth more, but it actually is because you don't understand that the market's so strong right now on used cars.
And I can assure you the dealer is not going to share with you how strong the market is on your particular car. And if you have a car that's not desirable, then it's not desirable.
So this is number... This one cracks me up. Ready? Here's how to get a great price with minimal haggling. Call and ask for an internet or fleet manager. That's poppycock. Okay, when I ran a fleet department in a car dealership in Phoenix, I had the highest average in the store, front and back.
That means profitability. Don't be mad. That was his old life, not our passion in life for the last almost 8 years.
Once you're sitting behind the desk, you feel like you're in control, willing to pay a little bit more. Before you buy a car online, here are some things. So, buying a car online.
Poppycock.
Well, they're saying not to do it.
Oh,
I like that.
I agree with that.
Okay. Ever wonder about those ads that promise a minimum $3,000 trade for your clunker? They pad the price of the car to make up the difference.
True. Good.
Never pay the VIN etch fee. I agree with that, too.
Agreed again. Good.
Every spring we have guys who show up and say they're interested in one of our trucks and want to give it a spin. I don't really understand what they were talking about here. Money think we shouldn't. We don't see the mulch on the floor when they bring it in.
Didn't understand that one.
Yeah, the ad's a little goofy on here. Okay, how many times they go back and forth to the manager? The gongs, the blaring flat screen TVs, all are distractions designed to help you lose track of what's going on.
Circus atmosphere.
Absolutely. The dog and pony show.
Agreed.
Be careful during your test drive. Plenty of cars get stolen at gunpoint or knife point on test drives. That's something the salesperson has to look out for. I don't know of too many times a salesperson kidnaps a customer.
I have seen it in reverse.
We're making less money on the car than you think. If you own one of these specific cars, your sunroof might be putting you in danger. I don't
what?
Get it. Yeah, I don't get that.
Poppycock.
Let me go back. Okay, so the next one. We all get our cars from the same place at roughly the same price.
Poppycock.
Well, here's what the biggest thing with that is. When dealerships get dealer cash based on volume.
Well, and you mentioned that earlier, when people wait till the end of the month, sometimes, as Gary pointed out, that once the dealer, if there is a tiered incentive, has reached their number, then they're not mentally looking at it the same way as they were when they were trying to hit their number.
If your auto credit score is under 600, you can expect an interest rate of over 16%. And to put 20% down, if your score is under 550, they may put a tracking device. Most places that put tracking devices on your cars are buy here, pay here.
The other part of that is a 600 score is not an ideal score, but I think that depending on the circumstances, that's poppycock too. I've helped numerous clients with a score in that range get a rate close to a third of that. So that's not necessarily true at all, nor did they have to put 20% down.
Now, study the pricing of a car you like and have your financing lined up. I don't believe in having your finance lined up, but know what your options are.
Well, and here's the key.
If you have a credit union, find out what's offered to you. Do not get pre-approved for a car loan.
And his advice is very good, unless you have a very unique circumstance with your particular credit union, because ultimately most major dealerships are direct lenders for most credit unions across the state and country. So the dealership has unlimited banks almost available to pick and choose from, as opposed to just your credit union's rate. And I would suggest that 9 out of 10 times, with our help, you can get a better rate than you would have gotten through your credit union had you gone through them.
What they also say, and this is very true, if you're a single woman and you're walking by yourself and you're just being up by a salesperson, the odds of you paying too much profit, and
I'm not
saying
it's not fair.
They prey on I'm not trying to bash women. And the thing that annoys me the most is when it's an older woman. You know, I got a phone call. Dana and I tried to help this gal, and it was, you know, a first payment default. What they did was criminal.
I had a situation where this elderly couple had gone into a dealership before they knew who I was, and thought they had agreed to buy a vehicle for $300 a month. They were payment buyers. They were buying an inexpensive Toyota, and they had a really old Toyota to trade in that was free and clear. Well, when they went into the business office to do their paperwork, her husband having a slight case of Parkinson's and being 79 years old, and her being well into her 70s, she was doing most of the talking. Well, what ended up happening is when they left and got home from the dealership, she pulled out her paperwork and saw her contract. When she saw the contract she had signed, it was for $426 a month for 84 months. And she freaked out because she knew that she could never afford that. They were on a fixed income. Well, as it turned out, ultimately, they didn't drive the car. They kept it in the garage, and then finally someone told them that they should call me. Well, I met them, and after hearing this tragic story, they paid $1,500 to the tow truck company made out to the credit union, thinking that was going to resolve their issue. Unfortunately, it didn't resolve their issue at all, and ultimately, I ended up fixing it, but often, it can't be fixed.
You can't fix everything.
Attractive people sell more cars. Fact. Good. It's a good point.
Okay, it's not a quarterback. It's a third baseman. When you bring in your friend or your father to negotiate for you, we call him, that's the third baseman. And most third basemen ruin car deals because they don't understand how the business works. We're not third basemen. We're consumer advocates. We're helping you. We're your car insiders. Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Now, it was kind of funny because we mentioned the third baseman thing, and we mentioned about them, and when I scrolled down, what did it say, Dana?
Well, I don't remember verbatim, but it's sure accurate. Yeah, go ahead.
Often as clueless about the process as you are. Just because you have somebody with you, I can't tell you how many fathers I've talked to that have no clue as to how the car deal works.
Or attorneys, or people that they're well-intended. So if I want to kind of clarify this a little bit. People that have bought cars before, even if they worked at a dealership for 10 years, even if they are very, very knowledgeable, they are nothing compared to the two people that do this radio show. So going in with a person who is going to protect you, unless it's Gary or myself, they're probably not qualified to do that near as well as we are. Keep going, Gary.
Next one, and this is very true. If you want to test drive a bunch of cars at a dealership, don't show up on a weekend without an appointment. Schedule a time, tell the salesperson what your intentions are, because if you try to do that, on a, you might get short.
Well, it, without question, the busiest days for the dealers is typically Saturday and Sunday here in Arizona, because there's no blue law that closes dealerships on Sunday. For the people that work at the dealerships on those days, it is game day slash time for them to sell. And so when he mentioned getting shortchanged, I've heard salesmen be as rude as to say, "Are you buying today at hello?" because it's a Saturday or Sunday. With proper planning, you can go on a Saturday, but as a general rule, it is a bad idea.
Don't believe all the stories you've heard about sleazy car dealers. Plenty of those folks are honest, frustrated, but the guys who give us, there's plenty that give them a bad name.
I agree.
And we've said that all the time.
There's a lot of wonderful car salespeople that are wonderfully honest and hardworking individuals without question, and we know lots of them.
Once you've agreed on a price, and we've said this a million times, you think you're done, but you're just getting started.
How many times have we, over the years, said it's only just begun, and people let their defenses down, and now they're going to meet with the finance people who, in theory, are their best negotiators and are the most capable of getting the most money out of you.
And how many times does a dealership try to switch you from the price of the car to what your monthly payment is? Don't ever negotiate by a payment.
And when he says don't negotiate by a payment, he understands that people have budgets, but the payment is a function of the math. And so if you understand what it costs and what tax and what license is, and if you're financing at the interest rate, then the payment will be what it is. It's not something that you offer, and like that scenario Gary shared earlier, they take you to the cleaners for doing so. The key to buying a vehicle, again, is how you leave, not how you get there.
Think you'll get a good deal by coming in a closing time. You know, I used to jokingly say to people that, you know, when it was 9 o'clock or 9:05 and we closed at 9, you know, we would make an announcement, you know, Safeway shoppers, please bring your, you know, your shopping cart to the checkout. Okay. At late in the night, there were times, here, it's your one shot. You want to buy the car? Here it is. Buy the car. Don't buy the car. No harm, no foul. They'll promise you just about anything to get you to sign on the dotted line.
Make sure you have everything you're owed in writing.
Well, that's what it says, and he's not even looking at it. They may not remember the next day. You shouldn't leave the dealership not knowing how to turn on the windshield wipers. I helped a customer buy a car one day, and they drove out of the dealership, and they pulled right over. The salesman never showed the client how to turn the headlights on. Okay, banks do not require.
It says, the article says, almost never require you to buy a particular warranty or item.
You cannot be forced to buy gap insurance. You cannot be forced to buy wheel and tire. You cannot be forced to buy a warranty.
If there is a lender that has that as a condition of the loan, I guess under that scenario, it would be the first time that I would be aware that they would have it be inclusive. The extended service contract is something that you either understand that you're buying, see value in, and hopefully get the right product, as well as the right price and term. So many times when we assist people, of course, we're almost always getting them the factory warranty from the manufacturer. Most dealers are offering aftermarket warranties and then often not really matching the term, miles, to your needs, let alone what they're charging you for it.
Kelly Blue Book, Edmunds, and NADA all offer guides for car values. I like the way they said that, because that's all they are, is guides. Okay, you accuse them of being the biggest liars in the world, but one of the phrases in the car business used to be, most buyers are liars.
One of the first things I was taught.
I could buy the car for this. Well, why didn't you buy for that? Well, I think you should be able to beat it.
My car hasn't been in an accident. You'd be shocked at what people will say, and that doesn't mean... What does it say about it at the bottom?
Oh, I skipped it already.
No worries.
Okay. When they flat out ask you, are you here to buy? I'd leave.
I'd be out the door.
Okay. Don't expect retail for your trade and wholesale for their car. Okay. Pretty
that's
obvious.
That's common sense.
They think you're being pushy. Seven words you hate. I have to check with my wife or husband. I used to laugh because the salesman would pick up the phone. Let me call my wife and see if I can sell the car this cheap if we have enough money for rent or a mortgage. Do the math. Okay.
That's a critical thing.
And this is so true. When somebody wants a $225 payment on a $40,000 car, do the math.
It doesn't.
Even at 0%.
Even at minus 25%, it wouldn't work. And that's one of the things that the dealers are really capable of doing in a car transaction. It's something that Gary and I are really capable of doing. All the math associated with a car deal, the person buying the car, unless you had our skill sets, how could you know what we know, and how could you apply the expertise in protecting yourself without having the actual ability to do it yourself?
Okay, they're talking about be careful with dealer ads. Okay, if you know how to negotiate and you want window tint, you can get the windows tinted at a car dealership probably cheaper than you can get them done anyplace else. And the thing about when you get it done at the dealership, most of the time it has a lifetime warranty on it.
However, there are some dealers that will list window tint for as much as $595 for just two windows. Well, you got to pay attention.
There was a time when you went to an Infiniti dealership and it was $1,295.
I recall I went and took pictures several years ago of the second stickers they have at so many dealerships across the valley, and they range from as little as $400 or $500 in ads to well over $3,000 for a variety of poppycock, or at least items with little to no value.
You know, and folks, we're here to help you every step of the way. As Dana and I say, we meet you at the dealership, we greet you at the dealership, and we shake your hand when we walk out of the finance department.
It's us against them.
It's exactly that. It's us against them.
Better than you against them. Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Dana Southern, and I can be reached at 602-679-8324. Gary's number is 602-525-1370. We've helped, you know, at least a few thousand people buy vehicles over the last several years. And I can assure you that we are very passionate about what we do. Our character and our integrity is critical to us. And so ultimately, if, again, you want to pursue buying a vehicle with someone that will actually be there only and exclusively to help you, then I would, again, recommend that you call one of us. We charge a flat $400 fee at the end of the transaction after the final document to purchase the vehicle has been signed. If for any reason you're not completely satisfied or thrilled with what we're able to do, we don't charge a penny. And I don't know how much easier we can make it for people. If you could hire the most qualified attorney to represent you in a legal matter and pay such a small amount and or pay nothing if you're not satisfied or thrilled with the result, I don't know how much easier we can make it. The average dealership charges over $400 just to do the paperwork to sell you the car. our purpose is very clear. Every aspect of the transaction, not only do we understand, we can explain it, guide you through it, and then the decision is yours. We are here to provide and have provided for many years now a service like no other.
You know, and that's what it is. It's a service. We're a helping service. We're not a buying service. We're not a selling service. We're helping you buy a car. We have your best interest and only your best interest at heart. You know, and Dana mentioned it's $400 and it's only if we help you. Now, I've spoken to people and after the fact I looked at something and they decided that they went on their own. And then they wanted to show me something. And I looked down at the contract and the contract says $895 for gap insurance.
Just there, and without getting into specific detail, that was more than our fee mistake. And so I guess I just explained at least how bad a mistake it was. The key, of course, is that you're actually getting what you're paying for. You're not settling for something that doesn't have the features you want. So many people go into a dealership and get caught up in the process and the salesman's enthusiasm and the sale atmosphere that they end up buying not even the car they really wanted, and had they compared, probably not even the car they would have actually bought at all, but end up being out-negotiated by a friendly or, you know, in some cases, aggressive manager. It doesn't make any difference. If you go in and end up buying something that you did not intend to buy and pay more for it than you should have, I feel terrible when that happens. Gary and I will do everything in our power to help you find exactly what you want, not try to get you to take something that the dealer has. Or if there's some special reason that it would make sense to consider taking what the dealer had, we'd certainly share it.
I'm helping a friend of mine right now who's buying a car today for $200 more than the car that the dealership couldn't find because they don't have the lower trim level. They only have the more expensive trim level.
Oh, but it's going to be a full $200 more. Bad job, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
On a $2,000 more expensive car.
So again, so many times, whether it's the managers using extra incentives that they may have, whether it's them putting the money in the trade because they know we're going to demand that they put the money in the trade, when it comes to the interest rate, and we've explained this many, many times, it's about 50 cents per point per thousand. So if the rate is 1% higher on a $20,000 car, your payment is $10 a month higher for 60 months, or $600 more in interest by a 1% mistake, and not too many cars are only $10,000. If the average car is over $30,000, then that 1% mistake is an $1,800 at least error. We don't let our clients make errors. We protect every decision and guide through every decision and then leave the ultimate decision to you.
It's all about you. Nobody forces you to buy a car. Nobody forces a dealership to do anything that they don't want to do. But more times than not, a customer gets convinced to do something that they really had no intentions of doing when they got to the dealership.
And welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. A special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. They've been a supporter of our show from the beginning for over 7 years. They get what we do, and when we help our clients get great deals from their dealerships, they are more than happy to have us do that. The volume helps them. Volume and a happy customer helps them even more. When they have a client that buys a vehicle and we help them, the likelihood of a perfect survey and a completely satisfied customer is virtually 100%. And there's been only a few exceptions, I think, in years where the dealer didn't receive a perfect survey for some reason or another. But getting back to consumers going to buy a car, Gary kind of cut off on the part where it's only just begun. And we've talked about this numerous times, but I want to get into a little more detail because, you know, whether you go into the finance department at the correct payment, at the correct interest rate, or if you go in with that spread, needless to say, when the mailman delivers your payment, it doesn't vary from month to month. And the reason they do that, when they do put a spread, is again in order to enable the business manager or finance manager to have a head start towards selling products. 9 out of 10 times, if not more, when someone goes into a finance office, well, 100% of the time, they're going to be offered an extended warranty or an extended service contract if the vehicle's eligible. Under that premise, that they're typically never going to put a price, they're going to put a payment of how much per month it's going to cost you more, or just tell you orally how much more it's going to cost you. From there, are they offering the factory warranty? Are they meeting the mileage and term that would be appropriate for you? Are you getting the best coverage that they offer? And are you paying the lowest price possible? Those are things that we make sure get done properly, but the finance department people are extremely skilled negotiators, often considered the very best in the dealership. And if you think about it, people typically, without Gary and I there, can spend, you know, if they're fortunate, you know, less than an hour just doing the initial negotiation. In some cases, it might take several hours. But when they're doing that initial negotiation, it's still only the beginning. And because, again, once you finally say yes to something, now you're going into the room where they offer all the different products that they have been taught to build value in. They say things like, you know, and they highlight in the warranty booklets, well, it only covers defects in workmanship and materials only, in reference to the standard factory warranty. My understanding and my experience of over 30 plus years is if you maintain the car, the only thing that's not going to be covered in that first 36,000 or 3 years, well, is going to be like chrome pieces, things on the outside, things that could have been damaged, brake pads, tires, things like that. But as far as mechanical or air conditioning or any of those things, they're of course covered. But here in the Valley of the Sun, many, many of these people that work in finance essentially discredit the original warranty and then go about trying to sell an aftermarket warranty for far more than it is worth. Even if you see value in it, there's a certain point where just paying too much for it is silly, regardless of whether you see value or not. From there, when people are financing a car, one of the next things to typically come up will be gap insurance. Well, Gary gave you an example of someone that he had spoken to who he did not end up assisting, but subsequently saw their paperwork, and just one mistake they made would have been more than our fee. From there, they have lots of other things that they offer. They offer maintenance plans. Well, in some cases, you should buy the maintenance because, depending on what it is, it actually is cheaper to buy it up front and is wise, prudent to do so. In most cases, that's not the case. And so if you don't know which one you're in, then arguably you shouldn't be making a decision. And some of those products can be marked up tremendously. Some of those products are capped and controlled by the manufacturer. So that's another thing that is brought up. They bring up things like LoJack, theft recovery devices. If you're ever in a situation where you actually need gap insurance because you have negative equity or the vehicle or you're just putting so little down that you're exposed, if for some reason the the need for gap insurance is there, then the last thing on earth you need is a LoJack. The last thing on earth you would want is for them to find it, because the gap insurance is designed to pay it off. And so if you understand that clearly, and let me talk about gap insurance a little bit more. I learned not long ago, and unless it's changed, that at least through Desert Schools Federal Credit Union, before it became Desert Financial, that if someone buys gap insurance and then several months later decides to sell the car or trade it or no longer keep it, they do not get a prorated refund. I've never seen that before, but I was told quite clearly that that is how it works there. When people buy gap insurance, the price should be far different than the number you heard earlier, and you have to make sure that it, again, is something that makes sense to buy. The dealership wants to sell it even if you don't need it. In some cases, you might actually need it and not realize it. We'll know which is the right choice. They offer so many different things, and it can be more items or less items depending on the dealer. Most dealers today don't offer accident and health insurance or life and disability insurance. And by law, you're allowed, as long as the contract doesn't, your age doesn't exceed 70 by the contract's maturity date, then anybody that buys and finances a car, unless there's a pre-existing condition that would exclude them from being eligible, would be able to buy really inexpensive disability insurance and or very inexpensive credit life insurance. It's regulated by the state. They can't mark it up. God forbid the car were to be, you know, a total and the accident health and God, or excuse me, the person were to pass away, the vehicle gets paid off plus interest. And so why most dealers don't offer it is because they don't make very much profit on it, and it can bump the payment, and that's not where they want to put the money. They want to put it into a different category based on how they get paid. Most credit unions offer credit life and disability insurance on virtually every loan, but most dealers don't. Anyway, I'm not suggesting you buy it or not buy it, but it can't be bought cheaper, and it's not something that they make markup on. And so for some people, if you work in a dangerous job or depending on what it might be, it might be something that is of interest or value to you, and it's something that you can buy, but it's probably never going to be brought up. Anyway, they sell things like tire and wheel packages, and those can range, I've seen them from the low hundreds to over $2,000 for tire and wheel protection. And they don't quote it that way again. They quote it all in payments. But what is the coverage actually covering? Is it covering road hazard only, meaning that you have to hit something in the road, not the curb, not bang into a fixed object, but something that isn't supposed to be there that you hit? Well, ultimately, you know, I've even had it happen to me. I hit a big rock just a few years ago that came out of nowhere, it seemed, and I blew a tire. And it was a Costco tire, and they replaced it for free. But more importantly, understanding what the actual product that they're selling is and what it covers, they often make it sound like it does a lot more than it actually does. Same thing with describing the extended service contracts. They imply that the aftermarket ones are better than the factories. Really? Then they suggest that the factory ones cost more. That's why they sell the other one. Really? Is that true? I can assure you that in most cases, it's probably not, or the cost is so close. The reason why they're using the aftermarket company is because of how it benefits them, not how it benefits you. But the key, of course, to what I've been talking about for these last several minutes is whether it's a young lady, whether it's a young man, the people that work in those offices work their way up into that position. And in order to keep that job, they have to, in almost all cases, run a certain amount of profit per transaction to keep their job. And so when someone goes in, they may not make a mistake on the price of the car. They may not make a mistake on what they get for their trade. But the mistakes can be made anywhere along the way by the consumer, because the dealer's not through selling until you sign. I hope you understand what that means, because we are there with you to make sure that until you sign, that if you see value in any of those products, that we help you acquire it. In the event that you don't see any value, we're not going to be spending the type of time that virtually all consumers do, listening to the person across the desk talk about all the things they want to sell you until you just get frustrated and want to sign. Our clients never go through that. Special thanks also to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. They are just a wonderful Volkswagen dealer. They've been ranked number one numerous times in the nation in customer satisfaction in both sales and service. And Mr. Lundy and his team just do a wonderful job. And needs to say, with Gary and I are there, even better, but darn are they wonderful people. How much time do we have, Jeremy? Just under 2 minutes. All right. So other ways to reach us, although it's arguably best to talk on the phone, but my email address is dana@yourcarinsiders.com. Gary's email address is gary@yourcarinsiders.com. We do have a website called yourcarinsiders.com, and there's numerous shows that are archived. And you can like us on Facebook, by the way. We have a lot of likes, but we would like a lot more. If you have questions, we're happy to answer them. As a reminder from what we spoke about the week prior, we're not salesmen. We're not trying to sell you. Please don't treat us like a salesperson, and we won't treat you like a customer. We have clients, we have friends, and we have clients that become friends, but we do not have customers. Once again, Gary's number is 602-525-1370. I'm going to say it again slowly. Gary Green, 602-525-1370. Or myself, Dana Southern, at 602-679-8324. One last time, 602-679-8324. Big sale for the 4th of July weekend. Call us if you need our help.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.